We're joined today by Jeff Coink, who, for the purposes of this visit, is the girls' basketball coach at Griswold. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Great. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us here today. I want to talk a little bit about the Hall of Pride Challenge. The Iowa Hall of Pride has a little program they've put together, and, well, the folks at Griswold, your girls' basketball program, you guys did pretty well this year.
We did. You know, there's really two parts to this Iowa Pride Challenge. You have a service project, and then you also get to play a basketball game kind of before the season gets started. So we see it as two positives. This year, we for the initiative for the service project, did Caps for Kids, a nonprofit organization that looks to help young ones that are battling cancer and going through chemotherapy. And they basically locate a hat that is autographed by a celebrity of their choice, and they provide that to the kid. We do have a young student in our community that is going through chemotherapy right now. So we felt that it would be, you know, a good cause not only for, you know, a national organization, but to bring it closer to home.
Well, it sounds like a great project. How did you guys focus in on this one? Was that a group choice?
You know, I teach current issues here as a class at Griswold High School, and I'm always looking for ways to get my kids involved in various things. And we just felt last year we had done the texting and driving as part of our service project for this Iowa Pride Challenge, and we wanted to bring it a little bit closer to home. And since we do have that first grader who's going through chemotherapy for kidney cancer, we just felt it'd be a great opportunity to get the students in the community involved, you know, in a good effort.
Very good. Well, so what did you do for this Caps for Kids? Was it a money-raising thing?
You know, it was a little bit about raising money, but it was also kind of raising awareness for childhood or pediatric cancer. We did PSAs throughout the school, put up posters. We had change wars between the classes to raise money, and we ended up raising $5,500 throughout this whole week-long thing that we put together. And it was just, you know, an awesome effort by not only the students but the community, and it was really good to see everyone get involved.
Did that exceed your expectations?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think last year we raised about $2,000 for our texting and driving service project we put together. So, yeah, by far exceeded anything. So we did send some money to the Caps for Kids. We also gave money to the family, Brooklyn Peterson. She's a first grader that's going through kidney cancer right now. And she actually got a signed cap by Justin Bieber. And we made that part of our basketball game, the Pride Challenge against Fremont Mills.
Well, when you had the Pride Challenge basketball game, did you was that part of an educational process then too, to let more folks know about what was going on?
You know, it's that, and a lot of schools that do their service project center around the game. So we just you know, we wanted to get the community involved, and having a basketball game is you know, a great way to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And I know Fremont Mills and actually Boyer Valley as well. So three schools from around our region here in the state did very well in the competition. You guys ended up being the overall winners of the service award and got a $5,000 award for the effort too. What will that money be used for?
You know, last year we won the $500 award, and that went straight to the girls' basketball program. And the $1,000 award that we won this year will also go towards the girls' basketball program.
What's a nice award to be able to come up with like that. Now, was that just through efforts in the school, or did you involve, like, parents and the community in general as well?
It was mainly within the school, but, you know, parents and communities, you know, and Lewis and Elliot also kind of caught wind of what we were doing. We also involved the elementary students, which always helps. And they just kind of, you know, heard what was going on and wanted to do what they could to be a part of it.
Well, that's pretty neat. So when you submit all this stuff to the Hall of Pride, how do they actually judge it? Is it based on how much money is raised?
You know, I think they have a couple criteria. I think they look at what is the actual service project, what are you trying to raise awareness about, or who are you trying to, you know, benefit that's in your community. And then I think they look at, you know, how much money you end up raising.
Well, you sure did a fine job. So plans to do this again next year?
Absolutely. Like I said, last year we did the texting and driving and won an award for that one. And this year with the Caps for Kids in Brooklyn Peterson, you know, we won the top award. So we'll be looking to do something even bigger and better next year.
Wow. It's an admirable project. It's nice that you have the ability to be able to have that extra scrimmage. I'm sure that doesn't hurt either.
No, it doesn't. You know, we scrimmage or we, you know, scheduled Fremont Mills for a reason because, you know, we're 1A this year and they're one of the better 1A programs in the area. So, you know, that was, you know, something that we had in mind going in. So.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of the carrot on the stick there for you as well. You get that extra opportunity to do some scrimmages. Are there a lot of schools around the state that participate in this, or is it just a few right now?
No, there are. You know, the Iowa Pride Challenge says there's hundreds of schools that participate. I don't know the exact number, but, you know, kind of looking around and seeing some different things, it looked like there were a lot of schools that get involved with it.
Well, that's great. Well, very good. Well, Jeff, congratulations on the award, and nice job with the Caps for Kids program. I'm sure a lot of folks will get some good use out of having some more knowledge about that program and letting that grow as well. And of course, the Peterson family, I'm sure, very much appreciates it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You bet.